Again, if the girls win, they win a share of the conference championship for a third straight year. You're wondering what the record is. The record is 5. 1987, 88, 89, 90, and 91. And those were the Liza and Dana years with Angie Johnson and many others. That was a stacked basketball team. Warsaw Ball to start the third, leading by a score of 25-17. Bricker throws it in, and it's a man-to-man still by Goshen. Now on the right side, Gould out to Martin, into Yeager in the lane, works on Weddle, puts it up and in, and a foul. He leaned around Weddle's right arm, and Weddle reached back and whacked him. Count the basket for Yeager. He's got 5. He's made it a 10-point Tiger lead. It could be 11. That's what they were trying to do last night. Yeager shoots for the 3-point play, and he missed the free throw. The Tigers have the yips at the line. Yeager's 1 out of 3. And that's a guy who came into the weekend 11 out of 12. Sawatsky to Williams in between the circles. He's a big guy, but he handles the ball out on the perimeter pretty well. Klein, bad pass, was able to reel it in. Now he'll throw it to Williams on the right wing, works in the lane, kicks it back to Sawatsky. Sawatsky at the top, Klein open and shooting for 3. It's short. Yeager's got the rebound for Warsaw. Hands off to Bricker. Bricker races down the middle of the floor, whips a no-look pass underneath the Gould. He'll back it out and shoot it and miss it. The rebound is tipped and tipped again. It comes to Martin, who puts it up. His shot hit the bottom of the rim, and it's grabbed by Klein. I guess Carson didn't think he could get that shot up in the middle of the trees, so he tried to improve his angle, and he actually missed the shot. Out top here is Werthmann. Werthmann works down into the block area. He'll fall on fire and shoot it in. Werthmann with two threes and a two. Martin quickly the other way. He scores in the lane. He's got a basket in each quarter, and it's 29-19. The Tigers are back up by 10. Klein got around Bricker in the lane, ran into Yeager, threw it inside. It hit a foot. Weddle is able to keep it going. He throws it out to Sawatsky, now to Klein. Klein, left side for Weddle. To Sawatsky, right side to Klein. Looking for cutters. Werthmann kicks in the corner. Weddle's going to shoot a three. Missed it. Finlinson's got the rebound. All the three-pointers he wants to shoot, Warsaw will let him. Bricker in transition. Takes it down to the right box. Spins in on Williams. Puts it up. No good. Yeager the rebound. Back up and good. Yeager's come out with authority here to start the third quarter. Tigers lead 31-19. 5:48 left to play in this third stanza. Williams right wing. Trying to get around Martin. Stop and go. Martin kind of shoves him off the side. Stumbles. Just threw up a shot to get it off the backboard. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Bricker. Carson Gould in transition. Right side to Martin. Martin looks in. Dumps it down to Finlinson outside the block on the right. He'll take in the lane on Klein and shoot it and score again. Finlinson from inside the arc has a basket in each quarter. He's got 6. Timeout Goshen. It's a full timeout. 5:22 left to go in the third. Warsaw 33, Goshen 19, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back at the Tiger Den. Steve Scott down the street at the radio station. 33-19, Warsaw has built a 14-point lead here in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Warsaw with some token full-court pressure. Klein against Bricker across the line, left-handed dribble. Takes it down toward the left wing. Now picks up his dribble. He'll hand back to Sawatsky. Sawatsky against Carson Gould. Right side to Williams, outside the arc. Now to Klein between the rings. Holding head high, now shoulder high. Drives into Bricker and then backs it back out. Off a screen, Sawatsky for 3, short. Rebound, grabbed by Williams for Goshen. And then he threw it away. Carson Gould with a steal. Add to Finlinson. He'll cross over, stripped away. Foul called. We had a better look, honestly, than the official did, and that looked pretty clean. It's a foul called against Sawatsky. It's his third. And free throws coming up here for Finlinson, who's made 9 of his 11 free throws this season. Make it 10 out of 12. He averages about 10 a game. He's got 7. Trey Davis Drew Sullivan and Mike Berger into the game. Martin, Gould, and Jaeger come to the bench. Weddle is out. And Ryan Diaz, who we saw in the JV game, is in for Goshen. 4:45 left in the third. Tigers by 15. Finlinson can make it 16. And he does exactly that. Finlinson with 8. Warsaw leads 35-19 at 4:40 of quarter three. Klein and Bricker swap in paint as they drive down the lane. Shot for the baseline. Sawatsky blocked out of bounds. I think Sullivan is the one who got that. Trey Davis was part of that. Trey getting his first action for a while. He had not played since the Fort Wayne Northside game. Up the baseline, spinning Klein. Shoots over Bricker. Bricker got a hand on it. Berger takes it away. Berger, pressure to the backcourt, gets away from it. Now Bricker back out to Berger. Oh, Maiden will dribble off to the left. Leans toward the right-hand dribble off of Sullivan's screen. Picks up his dribble. Out to Drew. Out of Berger. Berger right of the key beyond the arc. Had his dribble swiped at. Berger drives in the lane. Backdoor cut. Trey Davis. Reverse layup is good. Trey's got 4 in his return to the Tigers. 37-19. Warsaw by 18 all of a sudden at the half point of quarter three. Sawatsky leans over the dribble, picks it up, throws it out top. Klein got away from Bricker. Williams up the left baseline, ran over Berger, put it up and in, and a foul. Williams with a strong move up the baseline. Again, we're at the other end, didn't have a great angle. Berger got there, but apparently he got there late. Williams puts it in. That's his third field goal, all in the middle two quarters. And Williams will shoot for the three-point play. And he put it up and in. 37-22, Tigers by 15. 3:40 left to go here in our third stanza. Berger across the line, far side of the center circle. Bounces out to Bricker, who had 8 of Warsaw's 15 points in the first quarter, has not scored since. Trey Davis on the drive to the free throw lane. He'll fake, backdoor cut to Berger. Berger with a fake, shot blocked, tipped in by Trey Davis. Davis has the last 4 Tiger points. 39-22, Tigers by 17. Right side for Sawatsky. Still dribbling against Sullivan. Almost fell down with it. Double teamed outside the lane. The double team goes away far enough for him to get off a shot. Missed it. Bricker the rebound for the Tigers. One hands it up ahead to Trey Davis, left wing. Hands back to Bricker. Bricker drives in on Williams. Spins on him in the baseline or in the lane area. And a whistle and a foul called against Williams for Goshen. It's a non-shooting foul out of bounds on Williams' second foul. Bricker and Finlinson out. Gould and Martin back in at 2:53 of the third. Warsaw front, 39-22. And Carson Gould, who just came in, will throw it in. He bounces right into Martin, who puts it up and in. New guy in, Markham, didn't see it coming. Martin's got 8. Warsaw's lead is 19, 41-22. Diaz out for Klein between the rings. Drives in, Berger cut him off, tries again, off-balance shot outside the lane, no good. Martin the rebound for Warsaw. Martin one-hands it up ahead to Gould. Gould down to the baseline for Davis, across to Berger. He'll rise up for 3. It didn't get there. Rebound tipped out, loose in the corner, and Sullivan runs it down. Berger again drives in the lane, got to the basket, and scores. Berger has 4, and Warsaw leads 43-22. I said to you at halftime, Warsaw was 0-4 the first half from the three-point arc. They still don't have one. We're down to 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Werthmann, right side 3 on the way by Markham, and it's good. Carter Markham hits a three-pointer. I don't have him having any three-pointers this season. Berger in the lane. Backdoor cut. There's Trey Davis again. Missed it. Put it back up. Missed it again. Rebound tipped out and grabbed by Diaz for Goshen. Werthmann in transition, pulls up for his own 3. That's short. Martin up high for the rebound for Warsaw. 90 seconds left to play third quarter. Long pass down court. Gould to Davis. Shot it, missed it. Rebound to Werthmann for the Red Hawks. They've lost 5 in a row unless they can outscore the Tigers here by 19 points or more over the last 9 minutes of the game. It'll be six in a row. Werthmann curling down the right side of the lane. Off-balance fadeaway shot no good. Rebound Klein in the corner. To Diaz. Ball knocked away. Foul called. And Carson points to the referee and says, yes, sir. You got that one right? I'm sure the official looked back at him and said, your opinion doesn't matter, but thank you. Gould with his second team foul against Warsaw this quarter. Goshen's been called for three. Wendell back in for the Red Hawks. Sawatsky is in, right side for Diaz. At the top, a three from Werthmann is good. That's his third of the game. He's got 11 points. The average is about 12, 43-28, 49 seconds left to play in the quarter. Martin between the rings. Right-hand dribble, trying to make a fancy move, and did, and scored. Martin kind of shook his shoulders and made the defender think that he was going to come back to his left. He didn't. He kept going down the right side of the lane and put it in to put Warsaw up by 17. Sawatsky out between the circles. Berger chasing him there, 20 seconds. Hands back to Diaz. Diaz lobs to the center circle for Sawatsky, 15 seconds. Berger close enough for a count. Now a new count starts as Sawatsky dribbles, 10 seconds. 9, drives down the lane, spins left, spins right. Off-balance shot, no good, foul called. Those are not good fouls. And the reason I say that is the clock is running out. He's run out of options. He's about to basically throw the ball one-handed from about 11 or 12 feet out in the middle of the lane. His chance of making that is very small. Weidenberger picks up the foul. That's his second. Sawatsky's free throw is good. Sawatsky and Werthmann are two really quality varsity basketball players. And this would be a really good team if they weren't really banged up. Again, if you weren't with us earlier, Ryan Eldridge was injured 2 weeks ago. It's a foot, so his status moving forward is unknown. And then Emmett Hershberger is also injured. Braxton Klein with a foul on the inbounds. That's his first. Warsaw 3.8. Goshen does not have any more free fouls. They're at four. So Warsaw's got 3.8 to put up his shot. Carson Gould right in front of Rick Timmons at the scorer's table. Lobs to Martin. Martin races down to the elbow. He'll shoot from there and miss it, and that'll do it for the third. Warsaw takes command of the game. They lead 45-30 over Goshen after three. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.